All right. 3 wins. Can you believe it? 3 in a row. You are on fire right now. But, we both know you're not just satisfied with those W's, right?
Right.
You want the full story. You want those juicy details. And you're in luck, my friend. This week's fantasy football recap. Let's just say it's begging for a deep dive.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Untitled document.txt, huh?
Right.
Yeah, whoever wrote this, definitely into the personal touch, you know?
Yeah.
And a little bit of humor, which, you know, we always appreciate that.
Always. We got everything. We got slow motion titties. Well, you'll hear about it. All right.
Yeah.
But let's set the stage. You, my friend, you're sitting pretty with that win streak. Your team, QB Farm team, on fire, clearly.
Although there is that little hint in the email that all these wins might be messing with their pre-game writing routine.
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? It's like success, sometimes it can be a distraction.
You think that's it? Maybe that's their secret weapon.
Hmm.
No pre-game writing, just pure focus. But while you're crushing it over here, the race at the top, it's getting intense, a growler prowler, evil empire neck and neck. And from the sounds of it, it's a real clash of styles fueling this fire.
Oh, yeah. The Battle of the Scots, they're calling it.
Yeah.
This is turning into a fascinating case study in fantasy football philosophy. We got growler prowler, all about those big names, you know, those flashy players who can just win a week single-handedly.
Right.
And then you have evil empire, totally different approach. They're all about consistency, building a team that delivers week after week. It's going to be so interesting to see, you know, which approach comes out on top.
And then there's the anorapists. Okay, now before you say anything, hear me out. They're low points for and against strategy. It's causing a stir. They're not at the very top, but they're quietly racking up those W's.
Yeah, and you know what's fascinating about them? They're completely challenging, you know, that conventional wisdom. You know, most people, they just want the highest score possible. Big offense wins games, right? That's the thinking. But the anorapists, they're out here proving that a strong defense, minimizing those points against, can be just, if not more, effective. It's a high-risk, high-reward strategy for sure. But it's working, at least in this league. Question is, can they keep it up?
It's like they're playing chess. Everyone else is playing checkers.
Exactly.
But, you know, some teams are exceeding expectations. Others, well, not so much. Salwood, probably not feeling too hot right now.
Oh, no. High hopes can be rough, man, especially when your team doesn't, you know, get on board. And it looks like Zawad went all in on potential. And unfortunately, potential doesn't always mean points on the board.
Speaking of Zawad, man, this recap. They pulled off a surprise upset against Puff's Punishers. Had me on the edge of my seat. Sounds like their quarterback stack just went absolutely nuclear in those last few minutes. Snatched victory from, well, you know.
Yeah.
That's fantasy football for you, right?
Yeah.
Unpredictable. You can look at all the stats. You can make all these predictions about matchups. And then, boom. Last minute miracle.
Totally.
This could be it for Zaywood, though. You know how sometimes you just need that one win,
Yeah.
get that confidence going?
Totally.
This could be the turning point for their season.
Okay, but let's rewind a little bit. Your closest matchup. You squeaked out a win against Buzzy Stinger, but man, it was close. Danny Dimes and Joe Flacco. Who knew?
Right. Talk about an unexpected performance. I mean, it just goes to show you any player can have their moment.
Yeah.
And you can never underestimate your opponent. So now the question is, was this a fluke for Buzzy Stinger? Or are they figuring things out?
Right.
If they are, you might have a real problem on your hands in the coming weeks. Keep an eye on them.
Okay, noted. And then there's that trade you made with Alex. The recap, well, it kind of hinted it might have backfired a little.
Oh, yeah.
Because Alex ended up with the highest score this week. Oof. The art of the trade, my friend.
Yes.
Always a little risk involved.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is where we got to think a long game, not just this week.
Good.
So, did you win the week? Maybe not. But did you get that advantage for the long haul? That's what matters. Did the players you get, are they giving you those consistent points? Did the trade open up some space for a good waiver wire pickup?
Right.
Those are the moves that win championships, not just weeks.
I like it. I like it. So, you know, not always about the immediate win. It's about setting yourself up for future success.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's move on. Let's talk trash.
Oh, yes.
Because this recap, overflowing, some of it pure gold.
Gotta love some good trash talk. It's part of the game, right? Adds that personal touch.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of which, the writer called out Science Walrus. Their team, well, let's just say not doing so hot.
Oh, no.
You think public shaming, you think that works? Is that an effective motivational tactic?
Bold strategy, for sure. Some might say cruel, others might say tough love. But does it work? That's the real question. Does it light a fire or does it just create resentment? million-dollar question right there.
Well, if Science Walrus comes back with a vengeance next week, I guess we'll have our answer.
Yeah.
This next bit of trash talk had me laughing. The writer said the anti-rapists have a horseshoe up their backside, implying, well, you know, they're more lucky than good.
Classic. Questioning the competition's methods, right? And look, luck is a factor in this game. Let's be real. Sometimes a player just goes off, has a career day out of nowhere, injuries happen, it throws everything off.
For sure.
But the anarchists, they've been consistently winning. So maybe, just maybe, there's something more to it than just luck.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of skill, a little bit of luck, who knows? And we can't forget about Zywood's victory celebration.
Oh, right.
Apparently, they celebrated by, well, answering nature's call.
Victory, my friend. Sometimes it's a fickle mistress. Maybe the excitement was just too much. Or maybe just a perfectly timed coincidence. Either way, definitely adds a little something to the recap.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. Surprise upsets, strategic trades, even got a little personal with Zywood there. But for you, sitting at home on a win streak, what's the takeaway here? What should you be thinking about going into week six?
Well, first of all, enjoy that win streak.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. But don't let it, you know, don't get complacent. Remember Buzzy Stinger right there on your tail.
Right.
This league, it's tight. And one of those crazy weeks can shake things up in a hurry.
Complacency. Yeah. Enemy of a champion, right?
Exactly. Now's the time to really, really dig deep. Look at those upcoming matchups. Are there any weaknesses you can exploit? Any sleeper picks on the waiver wire? Someone who could really give you an edge. And don't be afraid to make that bold trade, even if it hurts a little in the short term.
Right.
Got to think long game.
Long game. And of course, keep that trash talk going. It's all part of the fun.
Yeah.
Although, maybe go easy on the personal insults. Unless you're really trying to be the villain of the league.
Yeah, a little friendly rivalry is one thing, but know your audience, right? Some leagues are all about that. Some people are a little more sensitive. The most important thing is everyone's having fun. But, you know, there's a fine line between fun and, you know, maybe getting a little psychological advantage over your opponent.
Which brings us to our final thought for this deep dive.
All right.
We've done it all right. We've analyzed the standings. We broke down the trades. We even got a good laugh out of some of that trash talk. But here's something to think about. What if that trash talk, what if it's more than just talk? Could you actually be missing some valuable information hidden in those jokes, in those little jabs?
Ooh, I like that. Because let's be honest, we reveal things, you know, even when we don't mean to, even in jest.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a comment about a player they're worried about or strategy they're thinking about. It's like a whole other game within the game. So this week, as you're prepping for week six, pay close attention. You never know what kind of intel you might pick up.
That's right. That is going to do it for this deep dive. We'll see you next week, folks.